I'm Steve Ember with In the News in VOA Special English. People in the American state of Florida are trying to recover from the 21st powerful storm to develop in the Atlantic Ocean this year. The hurricane, called Wilma, hit the southeastern state on Monday. At least 27 people died. Officials say Wilma also caused at least 12 deaths in Haiti, 4 in Mexico, and 1 in Jamaica. About 6 million people in South Florida lost electric power as a result of the storm. Many remain without electricity. Officials say it could take at least until late November to get the power situation back to normal. More than 4,000 people in the southern part of the state have not been able to return to their homes. Experts say the storm damage to Florida could total about $10,000 million. That would make it one of the 10 most costly storms in United States history. But Wilma was only the latest in a series of damaging storms to hit the American South in the past few months. Hurricane Katrina in August was one of the worst natural disasters in American history. It killed more than 1,000 people. Government officials estimate that it caused at least $125,000 million in damage. Flood walls around the city of New Orleans failed. The flooding that resulted caused destruction. Officials in the city are now trying to get people who left to return. Mayor Ray Nagin says the city's population will be reduced to nearly half its number from before the storm. As many as 250,000 houses still cannot be lived in, and many areas still lack basic services. Some businesses in the city have reopened, but city officials say they have had to travel outside Louisiana to urge many people to return. They say their biggest problem is providing places for people to live. In September, Hurricane Rita damaged the coasts of Louisiana and Texas. The loss of life and damage estimates were much lower than for earlier storms. Officials say that was because people learned from what had happened to New Orleans and left the area before the storm hit. But the hurricane season is not yet over. The official period continues until the end of November. The National Hurricane Center says this is the busiest Atlantic season on record. After Wilma, weather experts did not have any more storm names left for the season, so they named the next two tropical storms with letters of the Greek alphabet, Alpha and Beta. Weather experts say the number of storms began to rise in about 1995. They say the increase in the number of hurricanes is a result of an increase in water temperatures. The director of the Hurricane Center told Congress earlier this year that this increased storm activity could continue for another 10 years. In the News in VOA Special English was written by Nancy Steinbach. Our reports are on the web at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.